What do you want? Imagine that you have gathered 100 strangers in a room and 50% are male and 50% are female. You then ask them this question. What do you want from your life? What do you think the response will be? Well, there will probably be a lot of painful expressions on the faces of a number of the people as they think hard to try and answer the question. The responses are going to be different with each group of people, but most likely they will be as follows. A very small percentage, around 3%, will tell you exactly what they want from their life. A larger percentage will say that they have some ideas but have not decided yet. The vast majority will tell you that they have no idea or have not even thought about it. Here's the bottom line. If you don't know what you want, then you will end up with whatever life throws at you. Sadly, this is how most people live their lives. They do not have a purpose in their life that drives them. They do not have a winning mindset. How do you think the people will react if you ask them where they will be in 5 years' time? Most of them will have no idea, and only a very small percentage will be able to tell you where they will be without hesitation. These people are winners. They know what they want and where they want to be. You must decide what you want. You can only develop a winning mindset if you know what you want. If you are not clear on what you want right now, then don't worry. This training will help you. The reason that most people don't know what they want is that it takes effort to think about it and then decide. You are different because you want to develop a winning mindset. You need clear goals and a reason why. The setting of goals will provide a clear path for your success. Developing a why statement for your goals will provide you with the motivation to achieve your goals. Anyone can set goals. In order to achieve your goals, you need an emotional driver. The emotional driver is your why statement. It makes you jump out of bed in the morning, ready to take massive action and move closer to your goals. So here's what you need to do now. Set aside some time to think about what you want. The best way to identify what you want is to ask yourself a number of questions and then write down the answers. Here are some examples. Do I want to be financially free? Do I want to develop a new skill? Do I want to find a dream lover? Do I want to give more? So, armed with pen and paper, ask yourself questions about the different aspects of your life, including your career or business life, your finances, your personal life, including relationships, your health and well-being, your contribution to others. So, for your career or business life, you could ask, am I happy with my income? Or, am I happy with my current career or business? For your finances, you could ask yourself, am I in control of my finances? Or, am I making my money work hard enough? For your personal life, you could ask, do I love myself enough? Or, do I want someone to love me? Or, even, am I happy with the home that I have? For health and fitness, you could ask, am I healthy enough? Or, do I need to lose weight? Or, am I confident enough? And for helping others, you can ask, do I do enough to help others? Don't just stick with the questions here. When you think about the different aspects of your life, you can come up with many more questions, and you need to do that. Don't rush this exercise, as it is very important. Knowing what you want from your life is key to your success. After going through the exercise above to ask questions about what you want from your life, you should end up with a pretty long list. So, for example, if you ask the question, am I happy with my income? And the answer was you were not happy, then you need to rephrase this to something like, I want to increase my income. You then need to go through all of these answers to find out what you really want. How badly do you want something? We would strongly recommend that you go through this exercise to determine what you want and start to set your goals. But one thing that you don't want to do is end up with too many goals. So, you need to go through a process of identifying which of the things on your list that you really want. The process to do this is fairly straightforward. You need to examine each of the statements you made on your list and then think about how achieving them will make you feel. So, if you want to increase your income, for example, imagine that you have already achieved this and then note the feelings that you experience. If the feelings are really strong, then this is something that you really want. Most of the things on your list will make you feel good when you imagine that you have achieved them. But only a small number will conjure up feelings that are so strong you will know that these are things that you really want. It doesn't matter if only one thing on your list generates really strong feelings. This is what you need to set your goals around. If you have more than one, then you need to prioritize. At the most, you should only pursue three goals at the same time, and they need to be different, such as financial, health, contribution. If you try to do too much, you will increase your chances of failure, especially when you are just starting out. In the next video, we will discuss your why statement and how to set goals properly.